time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. On my 101 series today, the title of the show is Biking the Backroads. And you know, I'm sitting in the studio, the sun is shining, I can talk all about bikes, except that I'm recording this one in the winter time, and it's no joke, it's probably about 10 below zero outside right now. So I guess, like you say, visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads. Well, this would be visions of me biking across the back roads in America dancing in my heads, because I am definitely not getting out in the road today. But I want you to know that anywhere I travel in the U.S., in the warmer weather, of course, I always have my bike on my truck. Or if I'm flying to a destination somewhere, I rent a bike. And we'll talk about bike rentals later on. Biking is just one of my favorite activities. It's also a great way to see America. Today I'm going to discuss with you various types of bikes, the gear, and the adventure rides you should actually go on. And I'm going to talk about some adventure destinations. So for those of you that are avid bikers, this show is cool for you because we'll share a couple different tips, techniques. If you're a novice or a rookie, or just getting back into it, because some people have gotten away from that bike for a while, and I did yet many years ago, and I forgot how much fun bike riding really is, and it's great exercise too. And you know me, I am the Joey Fit Man, because I do one exercise thing a day, and if I can get out on my bike somewhere in the back roads, life doesn't get better. When you see my bike, it looks like it's a mountain bike on steroids. People look at it and go, oh, what the heck kind of bike is that? And I actually have a road bike. But I began my search for the perfect bike. Here was my goal. I wanted to make sure it was really good for my posture. I found a bike perfect for me in that mid-price range. See, there's every style of bike at all prices. So here's the first thing is you're going to have to figure out what is your budget. You know, I never want to say that I'm cheap, so I say I am a frugal man. And if you're just getting back into riding, or you just want to take that occasional ride, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, you can find bikes on garage sales, and they are there all the time at really cheap prices. I actually uploaded, you know, a couple garage sale bikes for a few of my nieces that come to this area of the country. When they come here, we've got bikes here for them. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now that you have the bike, let's talk about safety. Bike helmets are not expensive. They should be worn all the time. Now, I don't care whether I'm going for a five-minute ride to the store or I'm going to, as the title shows, actually be biking the back roads. And I want to give you an example of he was 16 years old at the time, neighbor Rich. This kid just loved riding his bike. He actually pedaled out of his driveway onto the road, and he wore his helmet all the time. You know, you always hear stories about, like, well, once or one time. This is a one-time deal. He didn't have his helmet on. He hit a bump in the street right outside of his driveway, hit his head, and he lost his short-term memory for like 6-8 months. And again, never knowing that it would return, and eventually things got a little bit better and a little bit better for him. But I want you to know that wearing a helmet all the time. Now think about this. I go out and I might be in a county park, huge park, and you'll see a family riding their bike, and you see little kids with helmets, mom or dad or both, not wearing helmets. What does your head magically get really tough and thick as you get older? Maybe it does because you're making a poor decision. If you are a role model, that helmet is on all the time. And guess what? If you're not a role model, it still should be on. Makes sense. So let's talk more about safety. Next is tire inflation. Now, because I'm the optimist, the easiest way to not get a flat is to properly inflate your tires. If you buy the bike in the manual, I'm babbling a little bit because I'm excited about this. Every manual or on the side of the tires, it gives the exact PSI, pounds per square inch. So you need to make sure those tires are inflated correctly for that bike. Me, I've mounted a pump, and I'll talk about lots of the gear that I have, but here's one of them. I've mounted a tire pump on my bike frame. They're relatively, and I mean this, including the clamps that go right onto the bike, very inexpensive. Also in one of my pouches, I have two Velcro pouches on my frame. I put a replacement tube, a tire repair kit, and rubber gloves inside a Ziploc. And you go, okay, so what's the rubber gloves for there? No, I'm not doing surgery on the road. Yes, I am a scientist, but no one will do surgery out there. It is the maintenance feature. Now, you want to make sure that your chain is properly greased. Well, here's one thing. My great buddy Coach Gorski and I, we fish America quite a bit. And we were actually in the back country in Pennsylvania, farmland, really beautiful, in the middle of nowhere. My chain pops off. Well, my chain pops off, and obviously I get out there and I put it back on, and now I have grease on my hands. You can't wipe them on your clothes. So I came up with a few things, and one of the things I came up with was putting rubber gloves in a Ziploc. Chain ever pops off, I can do them. And you know this, or maybe you don't know this, but as a scientist, if you got schivats, and that's my word for something, on the gloves, whether you're doing a dissection or you're doing your chain, and you just peel the gloves backwards, and the schivats is now inside the gloves, and you just put them back in the Ziploc, and you can actually, think about this, you can actually recycle them when you're home. So let's talk about that stopping factor now, the brakes. If you can't adjust them, I suggest, you know, getting your bike tuned up at your local bike shop once a year. And you know something, I think it's also important that you get to know the experts. So Bob, who's my local bike shop guy, I go there by name. We know each other. Stop in. Hey, and I'm pretty good at my brakes and all this, but I just go in for a tune-up once a year. Now, if you're a fly fisherman, I am sure you know you're the gentleman who owns a fly fishing shop. You go in there. You rely on his professional information, his expertise. Well, the same thing should be true of a biker. Now, remember, this is a 101 series. So before I tell you about some of the coolest rides you can take in the U.S., we must first talk about the gear and the know-how. That was to get those folks that wanted to know about those real cool rides. You got to just listen to get there, don't you? Now, comfortable footwear is essential. I know a bike purist is going to disagree with me on this. They're going to say use cycling shoes. This type of shoe is great for racing. But if we're enjoying the back roads, see, here's the deal. I use a pair of Adidas Sambas, the Samba Keys, and I'm simply looking for a comfortable sneaker, and I think whatever sneaker you have that you know there's comfortable, and there's a reason for it. You know, as I pedal some days, sometimes many miles, and you pedal into a town somewhere, back roads, USA, and you want to get out and stroll, and America is so cool. We have some of the coolest, you know, in Europe, the towns are thousands of years old. In America, they're hundreds. But these hundreds of years, you know, you pedal into a town, 1700s, and you go, well, you want to go for this nice little stroll. And I'm going to tell you right now, having a good, comfortable sneaker for that stroll. See, part of the enjoyment for me in America is visiting those small little local towns. Many times I stop for a snack, an ice cream, lunch. Yeah, for me, I often bring my lunch. But if I know that I'm going to be hitting a small town, it's a little snack. Sometimes it's just to get out and stretch your legs, and you get to meet friendly town people. An example of this historic town, and I'll give you one really on the East Coast here, is Lambertville. I pedal on the DNR Canal if I'm down by family and friends, and the DNR Canal Trail is about 40 miles, and one of the stops is in Lambertville. It's a historic village from the 1700s, and the trail is actually a cinder path, and it goes along the Delaware River. And it's funny, you have the Delaware River on one side, you've got the DNR Canal, and you can look that up because it's a great story about the DNR Canal, on the other side, and the trail goes between it and stops at a few places, and one of them is historic Lambertville. So I get out. I always use Lambertville as my turnaround point, and it's a perfect snapshot of what America really looks like. Really cool. So I outfitted my bike with, I guess as a joke, the most important thing in people say, well, reflectors, well, that's no joke because guess what? Reflectors are important. Here's, sometimes you plan on going for a ride, and just like everything you do in the outdoors, and sometimes the adventure lasts way longer. You end up coming back in later, and I'm going to let you know that reflectors front and back and reflectors that you can actually put in the spokes, they are really, really important. So really, it is no joke. Now, the most helpful piece of equipment I've ever outfitted my bike with was a comfortable seat. I found the perfect bike for posture, and as I wanted to stay in that bike for longer periods of time, I actually found the perfect seat, and it's got a nice cushion to it. So I'm going to let you know that, you know, if I'm in my kayak for a long period of time, I always want to get out and stretch. Just the back, it's a little stiff. Nothing wrong with it. And the same thing is true on the bike, and that comfortable seat will actually help you. It helps you in the first 5 minutes of the ride, and it definitely helps you in the last 5 minutes of the ride. And for those of you that have been patiently waiting for some of the adventure destinations, I'll share with some of my favorite ones with you now. So as an environmental scientist, I spend so much of my time around Yellowstone National Park conducting research. I've been on both sides of it many years out there. And I always say that Yellowstone, when I'm done, is my playland. And the other place that I'm at playland is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So I always stay in the town of Jackson. But I always rent a bike at Jackson Hole, and I will pedal all day long surrounded by the Grand Tetons. You know, this is one of my favorite places on Earth. And you try to explain this to people, you show them photos, and they go, yeah, but you just don't get it. This is a place in our country where everywhere you look is a photograph. So you look north, and it's just stunning. You look south, and it doesn't matter. It's just a spectacular place to be pedaling in, because it's just a great place to be. You know, up next along my biking is on the coast. My parents live in a shore town on the East Coast, so my visits, if I'm driving there, my bike is always on my truck. So is my kayak and my fly fishing rods and my saltwater spin rods and all that. But those are stories for a different day. So I'm going to tell you that whether you're on the East Coast or let's go west, young man, on the West Coast, I've biked on Route 1 in California along the Rocky Coast. Superb. Many times I get to my vacation destination and my bike is now the primary mode of transportation, because I'll fly somewhere and again, we have to rent a car and I always try to rent trucks. I get to my vacation destination, or if we're filming somewhere, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, or whatever we're doing. I'm doing some research and I want to be able to have a bike out there and then park the truck and pedal through town or doing whatever I'm doing. So when you're biking at the beach, it's also relaxation, tranquility, and beauty. And there's so much to see. You know, there's great stopping points along the way. And I also, my good buddy Coach Gorski, I mentioned before, every year he will actually rent, I guess, if by now it's family to him. He's been renting from the same people an apartment up there, and he goes striper fishing for a month. And if I can get up there for a few days, I get up there and I'll striper fish with him from the kayak. But bringing my bike on my truck, and there's the Cape Cod Trail that's up there, and it actually goes all the way through Cape Cod, and it's a paved road. But this is the perfect way to go from place to place to place. So now here's a future trip for me. One of my best friends, Dr. Bob, and his wife, Marie, they biked from one bed and breakfast to the next one in wine country in California. Personally, I don't recommend any wine tasting until the biking is done for the day, but this trip is definitely on my list. Now, here's a little mistake that I made. We're going to be fly fishing out in New Mexico. So we were going to be visiting Albuquerque and obviously some of the fishing around it, Santa Fe, some of the fishing around it, but specifically we're going to be up in the mountain village of Taos, really cool, artsy village that's up there in Taos, New Mexico, and we're going to be fly fishing up there. And I rented a different bike in each location. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the bike that I found in Albuquerque, rented it, dropped it back off when we were leaving, was the perfect bike. Again, because, you know, you work on finding, sometimes with rentals, you don't get what you think is that perfect bike. I found the perfect bike. I talked about posture and all that. And then I drop it off, and you get the one in Santa Fe, and it's okay. And I get the one in Taos, and it's okay. And the best thing that I could have done was calculated how many days it was going to be away for, and just went back to the people in Albuquerque. You know, I had rented it maybe for 3 days, 4 days, and said to them, hey, look, I want to rent this bike for the duration of my whole vacation, because I had a truck. I rented a truck out there. I may as well have just rented it for the whole time. So there's your hint. If you find that perfect bike and you're going to a few different places and going to be flying out in the same place, well, then keep that bike if you have the availability. You know, you have some type of vehicle that can actually hold on to it. So there, that's a great tip for you. Now, here's a couple of hints prior to any ride. Check local weather. Be sure that you will be safe. Check weather long range for that day that you're going to be out there. And if you're in unfamiliar territory, use a GPS or a map. And I mean, I am a map and compass guy. Yes, I like technology, but I just want to know that I know where I'm going. And I love to read maps and just study, you know, just before I go. And hey, you can even do that on a computer as well. And know your route prior to leaving, especially if you're pedaling in an area that you've never been into or you're in a part of the country that you've never been to. And if you're going solo that day, and my good friend Diane, Inspector Dave's wife, who is the director of the Red Cross, so Diane has always given me helpful tips, and she mentioned this about my fishing, because again, a lot of days, you know, we're out collectively, whether we're filming for Joey B TV, and you can always watch JoeyBe, JoeyB.TV, or you can tweet me. If you ever have a question or comment for me, you can tweet me at JoeyBOutdoors. Well, Diane always said to me, if you're going solo that day, you're going to go fishing for the day, biking for the day, kayaking for the day, on your own, leave a note on your kitchen counter. So again, if something was to happen to you, at least people know where you started your adventure on that day. And people, rangers also recommend that if you're going hiking, or maybe if you're going biking, on the windshield of your car, you leave a little note saying, hey, I just blanked and I left for. So just so someone knows. And here's another helpful tip. If you're going to a place that's higher elevations, make sure that you're acclimated to that area before you get your body out there and doing some, you know, heavy duty work. And the example I can give you on that is when I was doing my grizzly bear research, I basically flew from sea level, flew to 8,000 feet, and I'm up in the Rockies. And I am telling you, I was the most fit scientist on that excursion. We're going out there in the top of the Rockies to do research. And for the first 2 days, it felt like my heart was going to rip out of my chest because I was not acclimated. I flew in one day and next day I'm at 8,000. And the very next day we're climbing to 9,000, 10,000 and up and down the Rockies. So it doesn't matter whether you're biking or you're doing anything. Make sure you're acclimated every time before. So every break you take on your bike, insist. So you're with a group of people, insist that everyone hydrates. That's the rule. You stop, you must drink. Because sometimes people just get into the flow of enjoyment and no joke, not just youth, they forget to hydrate their body. Also, I recommend fueling up. And I'm the nature guy by bringing healthy snacks and walnuts, almonds, whatever your favorite snack is. And think about a lot of those energy bars that they sell. And a lot of them are just glorified candy bars. So just be careful. Make sure you become a better, I guess, consumer because you are going to consume whatever you're going to eat. And I also recommend that every break time you stop, everyone in the group has to stretch. Flexibility will make your body happy. I assure you with that. And I'm going to tell you, any activity you're going to do, take a little time to do a little bit of flexibility. So let's go into the necessary gear because you're going to take a day pack. So this pack is going to be on your body somewhere. And for Tranquility Mountain backpacks, I designed and tested the Joey B Signature Series pack. So obviously that's the one I use. I'm not trying to sell it. You find whatever pack that you use. This is one that I use. On that pack or in that pack with all the pouches, always have water. And I always take a BPA-free water bottle. As I mentioned, my snacks are healthy. But inside that pack, I have first aid kit. You know, some people blister. Some people may just a small little fall. I think those things are important. I already told you that I'm a map and compass guy. Yeah. Hey, and there's, and I say this often on my shows, there's no sense in taking a map and compass unless you know how to use them. And local outdoor stores like the Ramsey Outdoors of Life around the country, they will actually, many of them just offer simple free courses on how to use map and compass. Take them up on that. Make sure you have ID. Make sure that you have money. In one of my pouches, not just in my backpack, and in my backpack because long trips I'd put extra money, but in one of my pouches I was talking about with the rubber gloves and all that, I actually keep $10 in there because sometimes you just pedal into a town and maybe your water is low and you need to, you know, buy some more water. And I'm not a big proponent of buying water, but guess what? There's times you have to. So having that money, having a credit card, and I always have a towel in there. And a towel, sometimes it's a sweaty day, and I was talking about the grease and all that. And so the towel becomes important. I have a camera everywhere I go. Typically, I've got cameramen who are chasing me across the country. And actually, on one filming adventure, you can actually watch Joey B TV, where I was actually filming on the DNR Canal Trail. My nephew Dylan and I were out there, cameraman, and he is on his bike. It's funny. And one of our big-time cameras break. We actually have a secondary camera, a smaller one, in my pack, and that's the one we filmed that adventure with. So I also always have a baseball hat. I am a food man, so I always bring lunch with me. I've got this collapsible case that will just keep things cold. If you're a phone person, bring that cell phone and, you know, discuss if that's something that you want to bring with, you know, whoever on the trip is bringing one. Extra sunblock. You should always be applying before you go, but reapplying, and it should be UVA and UVB approved, and sunblock is better than sunscreen. So that's also important. Sunglasses, not only to look cool, but they should also be UVA, UVB approved. And if you've ever seen in a football game, a football player will take off his helmet and he's got that little cap on his head, and it's a little stretchy cap that's on there, and it's called a skull cap. And I actually put a skull cap on and then my biking helmet, because somebody told me I was starting to lose my hair up top there. And so there's a little bit more protection from the sun there as well. So my luxury items that I put in my backpack, I had designed for Temple Fork Outfitters a backpackable fishing rod. So I can actually, on my Joey B. Sinister Series backpack, put a fishing rod. So sometimes I will take that out with me. You can actually put a little extra pack of lures inside there. Make sure you have your fishing license. And if you're a birder like me, I've got my backpacking pair of binoculars that are inside there. And it's funny, as I'm speaking here, I am in the studio and in the room next to me, and one of my employees just stepped out, and I'm listening to the phone go off in there, and there's no one to answer it. So I don't know if you could hear it on here, but I'm hearing it here. But I will ignore that. I guess so will you. So here's my deal. Follow all the rules of the road. They are the same rules as a driver. Remember, it's not a race, it's an adventure. Select the distance that is good for you or any member of your party. Make sure you're fit, because if one of you, so to speak, breaks down fitness-wise, it is not a fun adventure. Spend the time to teach our youth. Now that my niece Gabby is old enough to join me on my next adventure, it's freezing cold here. Because you see, sitting in a basement right now, her Christmas gift was a new bike because she just outgrew the old one, and she is ready now for the real adventure. So I'll be taking her on my first warm spring adventure. America is filled with great back roads. There is one everywhere you go. Be safe and enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's at the adventure. 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 That was awesome.